Missourinet News, I'm Jason Taylor. Transportation officials want to use innovative surfacing along a mid-Missouri corridor that's meant to drastically reduce car accidents. Alisa Nelson reports.
The State Transportation Department wants to install special surfacing, signs, and guard cable to try and reduce the number of traffic crashes along a mid-Missouri roadway. A five-year audit by the department shows more than 400 accidents, including 11 fatalities, have occurred since 2011 along the Route 54 corridor from Camdenton to Mexico. MoDOT engineer Dave Sylvester says using a high-friction pavement treatment has reduced out-of-control crashes where it has been installed by up to 90% each year.
I suspect we're going to see a lot more of this, particularly in areas where there are some lane departures. You know, if we can, like I said, if we can keep cars on the road, I think that's got to be our goal.
Sylvester says the audit found the existing conditions along the corridor meet all state and federal standards. The cost and when the project would begin has not yet been determined. Alisa Nelson, Missourinet.
Both major candidates running for lieutenant governor say Missouri must invest in transportation. Boulevard GOP State Senator Mike Parson notes he voted for Poplar Bluff Republican Senator Doug Liebler's bill this year to raise Missouri's motor fuel tax by 5.9 cents per gallon. The proposed increase, which died in the House, would have gone to a statewide vote.
I did it because it was the right thing to do. I didn't care about me running for lieutenant governor of the state of Missouri. I voted to give the people a choice if they wanted to vote for a use tax on gas. That's the only thing I did.
Senator Parson sponsored a $300 million bonding package in 2015, which Democratic Governor Jay Nixon signed. It funds maintenance projects at public properties, including the state capitol. Parsons is facing former St. Louis Democratic Congressman Russ Carnahan in next week's election. A Missouri college campus held a gathering this week for a conservative environmental group. The organization Republican, which staged a Monday forum at Washington University in St. Louis, claims climate change is real. It favors free market solutions to the problem. The group's Alex Bosmoski says the conservative approach to climate change would take the form of environmental tax reform.
Environmental tax reform is the principle of putting a tax on things that are bad, like pollution, and using the revenue to take taxes off of things that are good, like income.
Bosmoski says Republican favors a carbon tax, which would exchange levies on greenhouse emitters for tax cuts on income and investment. Today is the last day to file for an absentee ballot for next Tuesday's general election. Eligible voters must complete an absentee ballot application and return it by mail or fax to their local election authority no later than 5 p.m. Residents may vote absentee in the office of their election authority until 5 p.m. next Monday. That's news. I'm Jason Taylor, Missourinet.